With the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bill Alexander. The number of Americans seeking jobless benefits for the first time fell unexpectedly last week, pointing to a U.S. job market that remains relatively tight, even as other recent data indicate it has begun to soften. General Motors has made a counterproposal to the union representing its U.S. hourly workers in a bid to avoid a costly strike. But the United Auto Workers President Sean Fain called the offer insulting. Ford Motor Company said about 8,000 U.S. workers represented by the United Auto Workers Union will get an average $4.33 an hour in additional pay under provisions of the current contract agreed in 2019. Ford announced the pay increases as talks with the UAW for a new contract are headed for a September 14th strike deadline as well. Amazon customers sued the online retail giant in federal court in Seattle, claiming they were charged for purchases that had been returned on time. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bill Alexander in Washington.